بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, yesterday somebody sent me a video of an African scene where there are two springbok males which are fighting, and there are some more springbok watching the fun. Now the springbok is the second fastest animal on earth, on land animal on earth. The fastest is the cheetah, and the springbok is the second fastest, and then there is the pronghorn in America, and then there is the tsetsebe, and there is the Thompson's gazelle. A springbok can clock up to about 80 kilometers an hour. It is so fast. Its only predator which catches it or can catch it is the cheetah. And the cheetah also can catch a springbok if it gets a lead. I mean, if it's close enough, it has to, you know, sort of stalk it. Because a cheetah cannot keep up that speed for more than about 30 seconds to 40 seconds. Whereas a springbok can keep that speed up for much longer. So the springbok has stamina and speed. The reason I'm saying all of this will be apparent to you in a moment. So there is a scene, and I'll send the video with this as a reminder. There is a scene of these two springbok males fighting, and the others are watching. And then from the savannah, out in the distance, there is a lioness which sees these two fighting, and she comes, and this lioness is not even stalking. This lioness is going full tilt gallop, completely and totally visible. And when the other springboks see the lioness coming, they run away. But these two are still fighting until the lioness comes right up to them, and she grabs one of them, and that's it. Curtains for him. The other one managed to get away. Now, if you look at this situation, here is an animal which has all the assets in the world it needs to be safe from lions. A lion has no chance of catching a springbok even in a dream. A springbok has to be, you know, sort of brought to it on a platter. There's no way the lion simply does not have the speed. There's no way a lion can catch a springbok. The kind of territory they live in is all flat open land. The springbok has every single advantage. Everything is in favor of the springbok. But here a lion caught a springbok, not because of any strength on the part of the lion, but because of the weakness of the springbok. And what was the weakness? The weakness was infighting. Here there were two springbok fighting amongst themselves, and so engrossed in their little petty differences that they forgot about the real danger which is outside. Now, I thought this is the video came to me, you know, people send these things, they say, oh, nice video. I think this video is a very classic depiction of what has happened and has been happening to this ummah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for now close to 300 years. And the sad thing is not that it has been happening for 300 years. The sad thing is that even today, as I speak, it appears that we have not learned this lesson. We are still becoming victims of predators who have no business to catch us. They simply don't have the assets. They do not have the assets. We are giving it to them. We are giving it to them. Take, for example, advancements in science and technology. You know, we like to trumpet about this all over the world. And we say, oh, you see, we gave medical science to the world, and we gave this to the world, and we gave flying to the world, and so on and so on. First of all, I mean, one should be humble enough to acknowledge the origin of one's knowledge. The origin of the knowledge of the Muslims was the knowledge of the Greeks. The Muslims didn't get this knowledge from the air. They got it from the knowledge of the Greeks. And they got this, and the asset of the Muslim was that the Muslim did not close his eyes to knowledge because it came from a kafir source. They opened their eyes, they translated the books of Greeks into Arabic, and then they added to that. That credit definitely goes to the Muslims. They added to that, and in this Muslims were not only Arabs, there were people from Iran, there were what is Persia in those days, there were people from Andalus and various places. So they added to the knowledge. The origin of the knowledge is Greek. That's why I take medicine, for example. There is no such thing as Muslim medicine, but what we understand to be Muslim medicine today, what do you call it? Yunani. What is Yunan? Greece. To this day, you don't call it Muslim medicine, you call it Yunani medicine. So Yunan is Greek, and that's where medicine came from. The Yunani, the Hakims, which is the Arabic word for Greek doctor, were curing the soldiers of Julius Caesar 500 years before Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was born. So, I mean, where is the question? Or 1,000 years actually, not 500. Because Isa alayhi salam came 500 years. So, 1,000 years before, the Greek doctors were curing the soldiers of, the injured soldiers of Julius Caesar. So, anyway, the point I'm making is that here is a civilization, the Muslim civilization, which invented things on its own, as well as it had the humility and the ability and the openness to take knowledge from irrespective of where it came from. They took knowledge from whichever source it came from. And then they built on it. And then they contributed to the world. 60%, think about this. 60% of the names of stars in the firmament are of Arabic origin. 60%. And believe me, they are not of Arabic origin because somebody else named them and they loved the Arabs so much that they took an Arabic name. No, they were Arabic origin because the Arabs found them. The Arabs were the people who mapped the heavens. 60% of the stars, we are not talking about a small number, 60% of the names of stars are of Arabic origin. Navigational equipment, the astrolabe, the spherical astrolabe, which is actually what enabled the Portuguese and the British and the Spanish to cross the big oceans. Until that time, all shipping was coastal. At the most, they crossed the Bering Strait or something like this, which was smaller water bodies. But crossing the Atlantic, crossing the Pacific, this didn't happen. It happened only after the invention of these instruments. But the sad thing is that the people who invented the instrument could not do the crossing. This is a tragedy. The tragedy is that the people who actually invented the instrument could not do the crossing themselves because by then their power had gone down. Take the conquest of Europe, for example. The armies of Tariq bin Ziyad were knocking on the gates of Paris. But they were defeated by the French in the very famous battle. Why? Not because they were not because there was something wrong with their military power. They were defeated because by then the booty of war, Mal-e Ghanimat, the booty of war which the army was carrying was so huge that the army couldn't fight. So looting became more important than taking the kalima of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elsewhere. If only, I always say in the Quran also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya wailata. So, which is if only. Hum Urdu bolte, kaash ke. Now, I always say the saddest word in the language, saddest phrase is this, if only. Because if only means that the chance is already gone, you can't do it, you can't get it back anymore. But just think about that, if only this didn't happen, the whole of Europe would have been Muslim. The whole of Europe would have been Muslim. And that's why I thought this video of this these two springbok fighting and the lion catching them is very symbolic. And today, as I'm saying, I have mentioned to you several things from history. But the purpose of history is to learn lessons. It's not to listen to the stories. It's to learn lessons for us today and say, what is it that we can learn from our own history? And what we can learn from our own history, one of the most poignant lessons, one of the most important lessons is the the danger of infighting. May Allah save us. Today there is not one single Muslim institution which hasn't split because of infighting. Not one. The last one was there, which also went down the drain. Now, people don't like to listen to this. People get upset. Somebody sent me a poster yesterday. कहा कि मुर्गे से किसी ने पूछा कि सारी दुनिया तेरी जान की दुश्मन क्यों है. तो मुर्गे ने कहा कि जगाने वालों के लोग हमेशा जान की दुश्मन होते हैं. सो आई टोल्ड हिम कि मुझे आपका जो सबक आप मुझे सिखाना चाहते हैं मुझे मिल गया, मगर मुर्गा हो के क्या फ़ायदा अगर जगाया नहीं, तो जान की दुश्मन तो होने दो. समबडी सेंट मी दिस थिंग सेइंग व्हाई इज़ द वर्ल्ड द एनिमी ऑफ द रूस्टर हु क्रोज एवरी मॉर्निंग एंड वेक्स अप पीपल. सो द रूस्टर सेड that people don't like those who wake them up and they like to kill them. And I think that's a tragedy today, that we have forgotten, we don't know how to recognize friend from foe. We have forgotten the difference between friend and enemy, and we think the friend is the one who is singing a nice tune in your ear, leading you down the drain to your doom, and not the one who stops you and says, look, you are wrong. And Rasulullah said the Muslim is the mirror of his brother. He shows him his face. He shows him his face. He doesn't flatter him. He doesn't try to paint him in a nice picture. He shows him his face. And if you don't like that face, then you should look at yourself. Not be angry with the one who is showing you. He's doing you a favor. If he didn't show you your face, you would never know until it was too late. Like the issue with the springbok. And that's why I think it's very important for us. Let us think about this and say that history is history. Let us not become another statistic in that history. And therefore, what must we do is look at our own selves, look at our families, look at our organizations, and wherever there is a dispute, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, settle the disputes. The ayat of Surah Al-Hujurat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. Allah said the mu'mineen, the Muslims are brothers to one another, and therefore settle your differences between your brothers. He didn't say light some more fire. He didn't say ignore it and go away. No. You might say, well, I'm not lighting any fires, but I can't get involved. No, get involved. Get involved. Get involved and resolve differences. Get involved and bring hearts together. It doesn't matter if you are unpopular. No problem. Be unpopular. Be unpopular. Be unpopular. Be known as the one who became unpopular because he tried to join the hearts of people together. Let this be your reputation. No problem. He is a very bad man because he tries to bring people together. Let people say this. Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, it's a compliment. There's nothing wrong with that. Let people say that. He gets involved because Khaji sahab duble kyun hai? Jahan ka andesha hai bole, shahar ka andesha hai. So andesha rehna chahiye. This is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who is not concerned and who is not losing sleep over the condition of the ummah is not from us. The meaning of the hadith. So very, very important for us. Let us try to think about this, sit together. With such a sad situation, every masjid we have got a problem. Every organization we got a problem. Every tanzeem, every jamaat, we have an issue. Let us get together and let us bring hearts together and let us put our minds together. Let us remove the differences. And the finest example of that, how to do that, is the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is by forgiveness. It is by forgiving each other. There is no other solution. We have to forgive each other. Whatever happened, happened. It's water under the bridge. Forget about it. Don't let your ego get in the way. Forgive each other. Hug each other. Make friends with each other. And work together. Do not allow others who do not have your strengths to overpower you, not because you are weak, but because you are stupid. As simple as that. Because you are so stupid. Stop being stupid. Use your brains, use the hidayat that Allah has given you, and bring hearts together and stop the infighting that we have amongst ourselves. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahman.